This is a podcast from Rover.
He looked like a city kid that was lost in farmlands,
yeah.
the farming store. You look like someone. What happened yesterday? Can you explain to everyone from the get-go?
So we live rurally and there's a wee trough in our back paddock. And there's nothing in the back paddock. It's just
no animals.
It's just grass. The only animals we have at our house are rabbits and mice.
Mm-hmm.
So this trough has been leaking for 5 days and I thought I'm going to go fix it. So I put my gumboots on and I'm wearing my jeans. I look like a real city boy out of this blooming paddock. And the ball cock is broken.
Yeah, once that goes, you got it. Yeah, okay.
So I tried to get the ball cock out and ripped it out by ripping it out. The water was spraying out even more and I'm like, oh no.
So explaining a ball cock to those that wouldn't understand, that helps you identify the levels. Obviously,
yeah,
in the trough, so, and then the mechanism can work.
I see what you mean, yeah. I was nodding like I knew what a ball
if
cock
you've
was.
Got sheep,
I've heard of one. Yeah.
If you've got sheep drinking from the trough, they're drinking the water, then the ball cock will allow more water to go back into the trough.
Once the level hits a certain point, it will go, oh, we need to fill up.
Yep.
It'll come back in.
Yep. Nice, great.
Yep.
Yep. Fantastic.
So we have now a small creek running through the paddock that wasn't there a week ago. Like it is flowing through the paddock and I start to freak out because I don't want to waste this water.
No.
I do not want to waste this water. So I'm doing everything that I can to fix this. I went to Bunnings three times
Why
yesterday.
Why three? What happened the first time that you had to go back for more? Did no one help? Well,
oh, this is really embarrassing. I didn't have a spanner.
You don't own a spanner.
God.
Even I own a spanner. I'm a city boy. I own it. Why don't you own a spanner?
And then the spanner that I bought wasn't big enough.
Why did you buy a baby one?
No, I bought an adjustable one, but it wasn't big enough. And then the awkward thing is, I was like, I've got to go down to my father-in-law's house because he's got a tool shed. He's got a house for his tools.
Oh, yeah, so he's like a man. Yeah.
But I was doing everything that I could possibly could not to go to his house because I know he would stare at me and be like, you're an absolute idiot.
So you know
Jason Gunn, he's my father-in-law, but then there's Tony. So Eve growing
Tony's
up, they're two
a hard
father
man.
Figures. I'm talking about Tony here.
Tony,
yeah.
That guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. We're missing the part where you turned the water off.
Yeah.
Did you ever turn the water off?
Is it off now?
It's off right now.
But
so
it wasn't off in the video I've seen of you.
So this is a bit of audio.
Oh God. Somehow I've made it worse.
Listen to how much water there is there.
Just to paint the picture, like this was about over 5 or 6 hours. I had to park my car in the paddock so I could see what I was doing about 8 o'clock at night last night. I had a head torch and I was saturated from head to toe. I was wearing a white t-shirt. I could have entered myself into a white t-shirt competition.
Why didn't you turn the water mains off?
I couldn't find the tap.
No.
There was no tap to turn the water off.
So you didn't know where the tap was.
So then I had to find a valve and try to like smash this valve into the hose, but the water was spraying everywhere and I eventually did it.
Hang on, where did your water come from?
Could
you not have just turned, because you're like in a mini, like a lifestyle blockish, right?
Mm. Yeah.
Could you not just turn off all the water?
I tried that and it
didn't work.
And it didn't work.
It's obviously coming
from
somewhere
else. Where
is it coming
from?
Yeah. No idea.
It's weird. If you've never seen the Bellagio fountains in Las Vegas, have a look at the video because the water is spraying right up into the air.
If you text video to 559, I documented the whole thing because I was like, I might as well get something from this.
Do you know what? I totally get the whole not asking. I am the worst person when it comes to asking for help. I'd ask you guys for help. But I think it comes from a deep, deep fear of looking stupid.
Oh, 100%.
You know, and so then you don't want to ask anything.
Yeah.
So you pretend like you're all good and you dig yourself this hole, don't you? Is it a Kiwi thing or is it just like a too proud? Can anyone else relate to this? Because that's what, I mean, you could have got this sorted, I imagine, quite quickly if you'd have gone to Tony's, right?
Mm.
But, my God, as if.
And there's something
you're not going there.
About asking for help from your father-in-law. You want to show him that you're capable. And that, and that his daughter's married the man of her dreams.
Did he also laugh at you when he saw how shiny your new spanner was?
You should have just thrown it in the mud first.
So much water.
The comments on our Instagram and Facebook pages.
I can't even look at them, man.
You know
I don't
want
to look
at them.
I feel like an absolute muppet.
Deb's in Hillsborough and knows how you feel. Hi, Deb. Good morning.
Good morning.
Why are we too proud to ask for help from these people, do you think?
Adam, I am a complete muppet too, so don't worry.
Oh, welcome.
Thanks, I think.
Thanks, dear. Yeah.
Yeah. My folks recently moved house and they were at the new place. I was at the old. I thought I'd do a speed up and try and unhook the washing machine for them. And I turned the valves, valves, obviously, and my God, it spewed out water. It was hot water, saturated, flooded the apartment. Worst off, it went right through the floors and flooded the car park basement underneath. And it was hosing now. And I went, I am not asking for help. I can do this.
Yeah, nice, nice.
But I couldn't. I had to come find a man and just say, help. Looking like a drowned rat. And the car park. Oh, my God, I've never seen so much water in the car park. And I went, yay, that's me. Yay.
God. It's... And then in the end, when we should have asked for help earlier, we would have looked a lot more sane than when we were drenched rats.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, I am stubborn. I will not ask for help.
So am I, dear.
I've done everything.
And so what have we learned, Deb? Nothing. I'm exactly the same.
Thanks, Deb. You're in the draw to win the trip to Vegas to see Adele and Shania Twain. Lovely chatting.
Thanks, mate. Bye.
See you, dear. Bye. Hey, text video, though. Text video through to 559. We'll flick it back to your smartphone. You can watch this.